News, I'm Gene Randall. The House impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to hear from two State Department Ukraine experts today, a day after a U.S. Army officer on the White House National Security Staff said he was so concerned when Mr. Trump urged Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden that he alerted his superiors. There was angry Republican rhetoric over Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman's appearance. But as AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House, there is also GOP unease over some in the party who are trying to smear Vindman's name.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was in full uniform with decorations including a combat infantry badge and a Purple Heart after being wounded in Iraq. He came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are trying to discredit him. Former GOP Congressman Sean Duffy appeared to question Vindman's loyalty on CNN by saying he has an affinity for Ukraine. Number three House Republican Liz Cheney says, enough.
We need to show that we are better than that as a nation.
And while the GOP may not agree with Vindman, criticizing his patriotism is shameful.
We're talking about decorated veterans who have served this nation, who have put their lives on the line.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Reports from the Iraqi city of Karbala say gunmen opened fire on anti-government protesters overnight, killing 18 and wounding hundreds. Some witnesses say the attackers were Iraqi security personnel, though that has not been confirmed. One report puts the number of wounded at well over 800. Karbala's governor, along with senior officials in Baghdad, deny anyone was killed. The latest wave of civil violence across Iraq has taken at least 86 lives since last Friday. Demonstrators ignored an overnight curfew Tuesday, demanding the government be replaced. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. It is the day after massive street protests in Chile's capital of Santiago, the 12th day of demonstrations despite efforts by President Sebastián Piñera to contain the crisis by shuffling his cabinet. The question is, what's next? The protests began nearly 2 weeks ago, sparked by an increase in subway fares. They have since grown into demands for improved economic equality in the country, as well as reforms in the pension and medical systems. On Monday, Piñera replaced eight cabinet members, including his unpopular interior minister, Andrés Chadwick, his cousin. In economic news, the U.S. Federal Reserve is expected to cut short-term interest rates today. We get a report from AP correspondent Matt Small.
Today's expected move by Federal Reserve policymakers would be the third time this year there's been a reduction to the Fed's short-term rate and would nearly reverse the four rate hikes made last year by the central bank in response to a strengthening economy. The anticipated quarter percentage point cut would aim to help sustain U.S. economic expansion in the face of widespread trade tensions and slower global growth. Matt Small, Washington.
The British Parliament has approved Prime Minister Boris Johnson's call for the country's first December election in almost a century. It is an effort to break the continuing political logjam over Brexit, London's once again delayed departure from the European Union. Here is Reuters correspondent Gavino Garay.
So the eyes have it. The eyes.
Christmas came early for UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson Tuesday, who won Parliament's approval 238-20 for a December early general election. This after a string of stinging defeats, Johnson finally received the necessary backing from opposition parties. Labour's Jeremy Corbyn had opposed an election while a no-deal Brexit was still on the table. But now that the EU has finalized the UK's third Brexit extension until the end of January, he said that condition was now met. The early election will be held on December 12th.
That was Gavino Garay of Reuters. A respected British think tank says in a new report, Boris Johnson's Brexit proposal would push the British economy down 3.5%, below what it would be if London stayed in the EU. Back in the U.S., firefighters in Southern California are bracing for what forecasters say could be a large-scale offshore wind event, and with it, the threat it could spread flames from a fire burning west of Los Angeles. This as winds have eased in Northern California, which has its own massive wildfire. Both regions are dealing with continuing hot, dry weather. Crews have reported progress in containing both the Getty fire in the south and the Kincaid blaze in the north, with officials saying each is 15% contained. Gene Randall, VOA News.